Welcome back, everybody, to the Cave of Solitude, your pop culture and comic book podcast, coming to you from the
mega city of Toronto.
We forgot metropolis. Try again.
Mega city metropolis of Toronto.
I am your host, Eric Anthony, and the Countess of Congestion is none other than the Duchess. The Duchess of Dirty Germs. Miss Lady. Oh, that was horrible. We gotta start it over. Let's try that again. The one, the only,
Lady J.
How are you feeling, Lady J?
It came back.
What came back?
Whatever this is.
Your sinus infection?
Or something.
What is going on with you this season?
I can't handle it.
I vividly remember you telling me that you, or you said it like this. I don't get sick. I never get sick. My nose gets a little stuffy. Would you say that you don't get sick?
I'm not sick.
What are you?
I'm just a little congested.
The Countess of Congestion.
I don't get sick. Yeah. I don't
get sick.
I'm still able-bodied.
How are you feeling?
Tired. I'm so tired and my nose is hurting me and my brain feels heavy.
It sounds like someone's sick.
I think it's just a head thing. I don't know. I'm fine.
Okay. You know what? With the weather fluctuating, it is what it is. You need to take a warm bath with the baby oils and the soaps, just like our friend of the show, Shane Heron, highly recommends. You'll come out feeling brand new. So, Lady J, last episode, 106, we did Random Thoughts with Lady J, and it was a lot of fun because you are very unpredictable. As much as it may seem rehearsed, everything you say is straight off the top of your head, freestyle. I love it. And I think it's good for the world to have your humor and your, what's the word I'm looking for here?
It starts with an M.
It starts with, what? I don't think it starts with an M. I think it's your authenticity. Your humor and authenticity. It doesn't start with an M. So.
I thought you were going to say misanthropy.
You're misanthropy. When did you learn that word?
When I was watching Jessica Jones.
Season 2. All right, we're 8 episodes in. That's also.
No. You're 8 episodes in. I'm probably like 4.5.
Fair enough. 4.5. Because.
Not from the beginning, though.
No, I had to catch you up as we were watching it. I'm kind of giving you the Coles notes of whatever it is that you missed in order to know what's happening. Did you find they were helpful, or were you still like, I don't know what's going on?
No, you laid it out pretty all right. I guess I figured a couple of things out.
Is the show? Are you invested in it now?
Invested is a heavy word. I would say I'm curious, but not necessarily eager to find out what happens. It's only because I'm in this condition where I'm just like, I'll just watch what's on there, but
you're
literally
vegging out.
Yeah. But not because, and to be fair, I didn't really give, I can't really give it a fair whatever. I didn't really watch the first season of Jessica Jones.
I think you'd really like the first season. There are some things that may... I watched it without you because I didn't want you to see anything that would be upsetting to you. Because I kind of knew the premise of what the first season was going to be about and the villain. And I didn't want you to watch it and feel uncomfortable with it. I think you would really like that show as far as the... what's the word? The thriller aspect of it and the
psychological.
That's it. The psychological. I was, you took the words right out of my mouth. the psychological thriller of it. I think you'd really enjoy that sort of thing.
Yes, I do like that kind of thing, but I still maintain that she looks dirty, and I can't shake it. no matter how many showers she takes, she still looks the same.
It's kind of true. I'm not sure. I think that's what they're going for, though.
Like the disheveled, can't care less, unmaintained. I don't know. There's something about that that I don't appreciate. I'm a little judgmental in that.
And please don't take this the wrong way, but...
Who are you talking to, the listeners or me?
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you right now. And it's not because you fit that description at all, but you could easily cosplay as Jessica Jones.
Yeah, if I don't shower for a month, baby.
No. You can never, I don't think you could ever look that dirty or unkept, but you've got the exact leather jacket. You basically, summertime, spring to summertime, with the jacket you've got, you're going to be dressing like her every day. White t-shirt, pair of jeans, leather jacket. Does that not sound like what you would want to wear every day if you could?
Well.
Yeah. All you got to do is throw on little red lipstick so your lips get rosy like hers are in the show. I don't even think she wears lipstick, but...
They're so red, though.
Right. But you could cosplay as her.
You know what I think my problem is with her? It's her eyeliner.
Okay.
It's just too... it's... See, I don't know if you've ever seen me before. Well, I know you have. But, like, I like my line to be pristine.
We're not allowed to talk when you're doing your makeup.
No, I actually... tidbit. So, I used to be somewhat of a tomboyish. Mm. Maybe, shall I say... No, not butch. Tomboyish.
You were never butch.
No, I was tomboyish. I wore boy clothes.
Athletic, but never like butchy athletic.
Well, to this day, I still don't own a brush. Let's just put it that way. However, you know, in my later years, I became a little bit more aware of myself. And always hygiene was always good.
Yes.
Can you attest to that?
I can attest to that, it almost to a ridiculous level.
But I didn't care about wearing like skirts or like sequins this and that. I like just athletic gear and baggy clothes. Again, so only then did I say, oh, look, I'm a girl. I should probably pay attention to this couple of things. And then maybe in the past, 3 years, 4 years, I'm like, look at this. Painting of the face sometimes can enhance one's, you know, you don't look as tired because now I have a job. So, you know, this is for the girls out there, clearly.
All the girl listeners.
Yeah.
Hopefully there are some.
What, you don't think there are any?
I'm sure there are. I don't know of any. I know of mostly male listeners.
All right, male listeners, listen up. Sometimes girls do a little effort, make a little effort to look presentable. And I started doing that. And I now notice, as a woman, seeing as that it was International Women's Day a couple of days ago. As a woman.
Yes.
As a woman of color. Oh,
I knew that was coming.
I started taking a little more interest in how I, you know, because when you see the world sees you. And I didn't always want to look like a hobo. Or be mistaken for a teenage boy. So, where am I going with this?
You've been doing this today. You've been taking the Dennis the Menace shortcut.
Anyways, oh yeah, okay, so as a girl, sometimes in different whatevers, you tend to notice other things that you didn't notice before on another woman. So for example, with me, when I do my makeup, I like my eyeliner to look nice and clean, not smudgy or messy or like uneven. And with this particular comic book personality person, I don't like her eyeliner.
So you spent the last 5 minutes of describing your history of a tomboy just to say you don't like Jessica Jones' eyeliner, and that contributes to you not liking the show or not wanting to cosplay. I can't figure out what was any.
I don't know where I was going with that either. We can go on. We can move on. Yeah, I apologize. I don't know what happened there.
So will you finish watching the series with me?
If that's what you're watching, I'll watch it with you.
I appreciate that because you usually there's a lot of the stuff that I like. You'll watch most of it with me, like Daredevil, Luke Cage, Defenders, all movies that come out at the theater. You always accompany me to the Marvel, DC movies. But there's some shows that when you're not into it, you're just not going to watch them. And you're not the type to be like, well, you're watching it, let's watch the whole thing of The Flash or Supergirl or whatever the case may be. So for you to sit and chill out with me to watch this, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Because usually it's me sitting with you when you start a program or a series that I'm like, oh, what have you been watching? And I'll get in on it with you and you'll catch me up on it. But
yeah, and it's not because we don't watch things together.
No, we watch everything together.
I'm a bit of a confession. I'm a bit of a Netflix floozy.
You're a Netflix addict. If you can, you're a Netflix addict.
So a lot of the times because my commute is what it is, so I depend on, not depend, but I do use my time on transit to watch whatever may be available. And when I do stumble upon something that, you know, I'm in the middle of, that's how that happens. And then you're like, oh, that's interesting. And I'm like, yeah, this is what I'm talking about. And then you're like, okay, I'll give it a chance. And I'll be like, well, I'll start it over. And then you're like, no, don't worry about it. I'm like, no, but I will. And then you're
usually
like,
do start over again with me. I appreciate that.
But when you're like, no, you insist that I keep going, then we'll kind of play that way.
Yeah, but the problem is when we start something together, if I say, hey, we should watch this show, I think you'll like it, you'll come home and be like, well, I'm on season 5. And I'm like, but we started it yesterday. And I'm like, yeah, I finished it. You catch up. I'm like, excuse me? When I was watching it on the train. It's not my fault that you fall asleep when you come home from work and don't watch it. So
it isn't my fault.
Yeah, but you cannot watch it on the train. You could watch other things.
I do. I watched a bunch of documentaries, which I actually ended up watching LA 92.
What was that about?
It was about the LA riots that took place when the Rodney King case went awry.
Awry. Mm. Would you recommend the documentary?
At first, I didn't really. Within a couple of minutes, I'm like, this is uninteresting in the sense that there wasn't a narrator. Normally, there's always like a voice from the heavens that describes and introduces or explains the goings on of the subject matter. This was actually being depicted just like as is kind of thing, like actual video footage and interviews and not necessarily interviews, but statements that were made and no introduction as to this is the person who's speaking and this is the title or thing that they, what am I trying to say here? Hold on, wait.
What's happening? And that's, it sounds like a mouse is sneezing.
Excuse me. However, a couple like times went by and I'm like, you know what? It's almost as if, even though, how old were we when we were in 92?
About 8.
No, younger.
No, 8 years old.
Really?
See?
So, as an 8-year-old, if you're doing your math correctly, I don't, what?
Between the two of us, who's doing the math correctly?
I was just, it was almost as though you're reliving that time again, mm-hmm. that you missed out the first time because you were so young.
Right.
Not to say that we didn't know what happened, but to have the perspective as a grown adult, seeing what things transpired at that time and how it affected communities and American history, mm-hmm. and to have a better understanding without the... Because normally, I guess, in a documentary, when there is someone kind of narrating it, I think they are typically directing the idea for you in a way, right? Because they're telling a story in such a way that makes you believe or think or agree with whatever it is that they're trying to say, as opposed to the way that this particular documentary was done. It was almost, in my humble opinion, it was almost as though, let this observe it, let it affect you in the way that it's affecting you personally, mm-hmm. and what can you do, or what would you have done in that situation?
Mm. Being it puts you there.
Correct.
Okay, I understand. Do you feel like, I mean, the way things are edited can strongly influence how you end up feeling about what you see. The way it's timed, of how much they show of a clip or how much something may be repeated in regards to, like, you watch the news and they keep showing you the same clip of a person saying the same thing or doing the same thing. And after a while, you can get more and more angry or believe whatever it is they're leading you to believe. You feel like this documentary was edited showing you certain clips to persuade you to feel a specific way towards that event in history?
I felt that the way this documentary was portrayed was just fact-based.
Hmm. Okay.
There was no denying that certain people, whether in the court system, police force, victims, citizens, American citizens, didn't do what they do or say what they said or experience what they experienced. What they depicted was what it was. It wasn't someone trying to sway you one way or the other.
Hmm. That's good, because a lot of times, no matter how informative or unbiased something may seem, there's always a little bit of an agenda.
Yeah, and I'm not saying anyone...
Which it should have, right? There's right. got to be a point to what you're showing me, what it is you're trying to get me to see.
Oh, sorry, it was another one. I suppressed it the first time around. No, yeah, I'm not saying that I'm sure there was some kind of, like, this is what we want you to know, this part... You know, kind of thing. But I think it was very much come up with your own mind as to what happened and understand why people react the way they react or feel the way they feel or approach things in such a way because of the anger and disappointment and lack of justice in so many. Like, there's such a spectrum, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Right. So I guess it's always good in situations where clearly you've been kind of led to feel a certain way about a historical event, to kind of see everything that occurred at that time, to put yourself there, and then to really have a little bit more...
A better understanding.
Yeah. It gives you the compassion, but also the ability to say, okay, it's not just the way... It is here.
And also, too, it's not the first time it happened. Like, it happened before 92. It continues to happen now. Mm-hmm. Like, it's an ongoing issue that, again, as an 8-year-old, you kind of knew about it. Or as an adult, you saw clips of it. Right. But to actually see it documented in such a way as though you were kind of living through the time. Like, kind of reliving time again.
Right.
But... having your own feelings toward it.
Right, right, right.
It's kind of, I mean, it's unfortunate, but it was kind of, it was an interesting way to approach it, which is what I liked.
Cool. Yeah. I appreciate your synopses of documentaries that you watch. I watched something that I liked on Netflix last week with you.
Let me guess.
Okay, you got 3 guesses.
The Mindy Project.
Not so much.
But you like it.
I like watching you laugh.
You laugh.
I laugh. I do laugh, and it's not. I laugh on my own terms. It's not something that you're forcing me to watch. But I like watching shows specifically that I know make you laugh, because you have a great laugh, a great sense of humor, and I like finding things that are going to make you laugh.
Thanks.
You're welcome. That was not the right answer. You got 2 more guesses.
Okay, one of them is called Start Again.
Close. Begin Again. Yes,
that one.
You were the one who actually were flipping through the Netflix and just selected it, just right. Arbitrarily. I'm like, is that how you do it?
And I'm like, you know what? Because you could fall in a rabbit hole. Just trying to find something to watch on Netflix, you could spend a good amount of time just
falling asleep trying to pick something to watch on Netflix.
I've seen this happen. It's terrible.
And I've received the wrath of that.
It's grotesquely annoying. It's like flipping.
Nothing.
I'm like, what's happening here? What happened?
Yeah, I've been given the hit. Just take it. Just pick something and fall asleep, or just give me that thing. Begin Again came out 2014, starring Mark Ruffalo and Keira Knightley. I had never heard of it. It is about...
And I picked it.
You picked it.
Because all I saw, not so much the description of the film, it's the movie itself, but mostly who was in it. I like Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't mind the Keira Knightley.
Yeah.
And I like Mos Def.
Yassine Bey is what he's known as now.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that was the cast. And I'm like, all right, there's an English woman, there's a black man, and of course the white man. So I'm thinking...
Italian.
White man. But anyway, European.
Okay.
Anyway, so I figured it's a nice, rounded racial cast. It's not.
There's diversity.
Yes, and it had something to do with some kind of music. So I'm thinking, okay, I'll give this a chance.
Yeah.
As opposed to wasting an hour and a half just trying to find something.
You know what it? You know what it reminded me of? It's the equivalent of, in a music way, of a person who is. Mark Ruffalo plays a music producer who has his own record label in New York City. He's kind of hard on his luck, hasn't had a hit in a while. His music production partner has kicked him off the label because he's kind of, a deterrent to their success at this point in time. He's past his prime. So it kind of reminded me of a person finding his way again, the way, what's the guy's name now? Jon Favreau did in Chef. So if you like Chef from the perspective of a person finding his passion again and cooking and serving people food and going like doing something like cross country the way Jon Favreau did, and it's like not a coming of age story, but a rekindling of passion. That's kind of what I felt this was. But Mark Ruffalo being the music producer, Keira Knightley being the musician, and the synopsis is they go around New York City and create an album live on location in different parts of New York City and just record with the band right there. And
with traffic going on, kids playing in the background, anything. And like
a New York
anything
ambience,
goes
yeah.
kind yeah. of album. It was a really cool concept, actually.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciated seeing how both Mark Ruffalo and Keira Knightley meet to where their lives were taking them, how they ended up at a spot where they met and became creative partners, and seeing how both of their lives and relationships are being affected by the creativity that is being spawned by it. It was a really fun movie.
You know what I liked about it?
What did you like about it? What did you like about it?
I liked the whole, I'm not an artiste by any means.
I would not agree with that.
No, far from it. But what I did like about it was especially initial in the beginnings, I'm not going to spoil it, but in the beginnings of this movie, it's kind of fascinating to you don't really see it, but to perhaps witness the warping of someone's mind. But that
the warping.
No, like, okay, how do I say this? Like,
the creative process.
The creative process is such an amazing thing, and I wish I could see it the way it was portrayed in the movie, because perhaps someone like the Shane Heron, dare I say, looks, let's say, at an empty canvas, but sees colors and shadings and shapes and curves and stuff, and makes something out of nothing, as opposed to someone like a non-artiste is kind of like, where do you even begin? But before anything is on paper, they already see it. And to kind of, like, I think for musicians and producers or an artist or like a colorist even, like, I think it's just for, or remember that documentary we saw, the Wrecking Crew?
Yep. The Brian Wilson.
Yeah. And how, like, they said he was so
innovative.
And sometimes it was kind of like, what is he talking about?
But it seemed insane.
It seemed so backwards, like mathematics kind of thing. But
mathematics.
Well, because that I can't. Numbers to me is like unbelievable. But but the way they would describe him is that they would say, like, he would say things and we're like, what? That's gonna sound a mess. But then they would do it, and they're like, it was a beautiful mind. And for them to anyway, that's what I liked about this movie.
I would say, and I appreciated the exact same thing that you were just describing now.
You know what it is? Can I say it quickly?
Yes.
What I just said?
Yes.
In short form, appreciating someone's passion of the art.
That's a good, succinct way to do that.
Really?
But you see how you described being able to see the sound or hear the sounds or see the picture before it's drawn? How about you when you're organizing a drawer or a closet? Are you able to do that? See the way you want it to be before it's all put together?
I may have an idea of what I want, but I feel like I'm the type that actually has to see it as I go along.
And that's most creative people.
That may be so, but I feel like they have a better handle on what they want. They know the end result. They're more sure about that, as opposed to me. It's kind of more trial and error.
I think you got an untapped creative side to you that you just haven't embraced yet, but it's definitely there. I've seen it.
Oh, yeah?
I have.
You mind sharing what it is? Because I don't know.
It's there.
You want to let me in on this?
No, it's there. I think it is. I just don't think you've embraced it yet. Because you're a Netflix addict. We got to get you to Netflix rehab so you can use the last week or when you were trying to finish up Downton Abbey, this is when I got worried. When you said, how much more episodes do I have to go? Oh, okay, season and a half. If I put my mind to it, I can finish this today. That's when I got worried.
I said that seriously. I meant it.
I know you meant. That's why it bothered me a little bit. Okay. Next weekend is the Toronto Comic Con. Coming to us again, our annual Comic Con. The not the Fan Expo, the big one, but this is the slightly smaller Comic Con. I'm gonna ask you a random question in regards to comic books as we get started into our random question fun.
Okay.
You like the random questions.
I do, but I still get nervous.
Okay. If you, if someone knew that you read comic books, even not as much as I do, but they said, oh, Daphne, you wear comic book t-shirts, and I see you reading comic books, and I see you are on a comic book podcast from time to time. What would you recommend that I read? If you were to recommend a person to read a particular story, they were getting into comics for the first time, what would you recommend to them from what you've read? I'm going to assume I know what you're going to say, but we'll pretend that there's something fresh coming out.
Because you made that little sly comment.
No, you give your honest comment.
You know what? Which one I like? Blink.
Blink what? Blink what?
It's called Blink, isn't it?
That's the storyline.
Yes.
Oh, the storyline is called, so the graphic, the title of the book is Blink, but what's the, like, is there a character? Is there a writer?
And you know what else, other one? No, Blink. No, there is another one, but.
What's the other one? Tell me the other one.
There's two.
Go for it.
But it wouldn't be good for a first time comic book person. So I'm going to stick to my original answer.
So what is... Okay, what were the other two that you were going to pick? I'm interested to know. And I think everyone else wants to know. You can't leave people hanging.
Okay, so I was going to first Blink. That's my number one answer.
That's a Batman book.
That, of course.
Okay.
I mean, I'm that unoriginal.
It's not unoriginal.
But it's good.
It's not a tip. It's not a you won't find that book on, like, must-read Batman list, so it is original.
And the reason why I pick it is because, A, it's Batman, but, two, I don't find it, like, heavy superhero-ish. It's more like there's some relatability.
Okay. I think you talked about it on the show before.
Yeah, to sometimes, to just being human, to perhaps having, being, what's the politically direct, correct form? Being disabled or having some kind of limitation.
You can't call them handicap bathrooms anymore.
Really?
Barrier free.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So is it a barrier free parking spot?
Really?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I'm asking you.
I don't know.
This is news to me.
Yeah, it was news to me too.
Okay, that's a whole other show.
How's this for a random question? If a turtle is found without his shell, is he homeless or naked?
That's funny. That's so funny.
But kind of sad.
Now I don't feel good about laughing. I'm going to say shirtless.
Naked.
Yeah. Yeah. That's better because he chooses to be shirtless. Homeless is a little bit unfortunate. But if you're shirtless at the beach, you're the dude everybody wants to be. Sometimes. Sometimes. No. I was trying to make the turtle feel better. Can we get back to the question?
Yeah.
Blink.
Okay, and what were the other two?
I think there was something relatable for everyone. If you are differently abled, if you are a Batman fan, if you love animals, if you seek justice and compassion, I think this particular book has all of that.
Okay. I appreciate your choice.
Thank you.
What were the other two?
The other one was, I forget the name of the book, but I know what it looks like. And it's a Hawkeye book.
Oh, the Matt Fraction and David Aja series of Hawkeye. That one.
I don't know. It's the one with all the bullseyes everywhere.
Right. Yes, that series.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a great pick.
I think that's a great story. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I was so nervous, but you had pre-screened it for me, just letting me know that everything would be A-okay.
With the animals.
With the pup. And it was a good read. I enjoyed it.
That's a very good place to start, actually, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perhaps even better than Blink.
Well, I think we all know why I picked Blink.
And what was the other one?
Oh, I forget now. Oh, you know what I really enjoyed?
What's that?
See, but I don't think this is a place to start. I think it's a place. It's not a place to start, but I enjoyed it.
Tell me. And here comes the mouse sneeze.
Excuse me. Oh, sorry. That was
What?
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry.
It wasn't in the mic. No one's going to get sick by listening.
excuse me. The one that I liked was Gotham Central.
Oh, that's another great series. That's a great place to start.
Is it really? Because I feel like it's more like the perspective of the Gotham City Police Department. Like, yep. Batman is rarely, rarely in it. When he was, though, I was, like, losing my mind. But I thought it was a great story.
Those other picks that you said weren't great places to start are great places to start.
Really?
Yeah, I think better than Blink.
Look at me knowing what I'm talking about, even when I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm impressed with the picks, actually. Not because I didn't think you had good taste. It's just that I thought maybe you would say Hush or Under the Hood or something like very popular Batman. Like the Killing Joke or something like that. But you picked two series that are both have writers that are critically acclaimed, award-winning series that doesn't involve the reader to know too much about continuity other than what is given to them in that book.
Expect the unexpected.
We should do one of those series as a book club. Would you read them again?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, we should maybe do it again as a book club.
Very cool. So really, better than Blink? I liked Blink.
I'm not saying
you need to reread Blink.
I didn't read Blink.
That's why it. You say what you say, because you know nothing. You gotta read it, man. It's so good.
I'll read it. Maybe we'll do that one as a book club.
Okay.
I like the writer of Blink. It was Dwayne McDuffie. I think he's a really good writer. And I bought it for you specifically because you were extremely into the Justice League cartoon series at the time, and he had written some of your favorite episodes of the Justice League series.
Yes, I remember that era.
That era. Two years ago.
Oh, but I was so into it. Like, I was like,
we gotta do that again.
Craving.
We gotta.
I would go home and be like, I gotta watch this. Like, we'd watch it breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, we gotta do those again.
That was fun.
And then we'll watch specific episodes or story lines, and then we'll do one of these.
Okay.
We'll go through the whole series. Okay. Sound good?
Let's not forget to do it, though.
Okay. It's a date.
All right.
You can put your mind to it and do nothing. Okay. Will you be coming to the Comic-Con with me?
No.
Why will you not cosplay as Jessica Jones? Why won't you come to the Comic-Con and cosplay as Jessica Jones?
I don't have a ticket. I only printed one out for you.
But you know that I offer to get you one all the time.
I know this. Everybody knows this.
So what is your hang-up?
There's too many people. I spend more time with strangers than I do with you. Do you get that? On transit, at work.
And that's
work.
A great reason to come to the Comic-Con to be with me.
Yeah, but then, you know.
Get to see Shane, get to see Martin Slam Duncan.
We can see Shane and Slam Duncan here in the cave. You guys are welcome anytime.
Yeah, because that's when they bring food.
And then I end up attempting to eat other people's food. By the way, can't believe you let me take scrummage through someone else's goodies.
It was in your fridge. You didn't know.
Yeah, I was so embarrassed.
least you didn't take a slice.
The Shane, I think, was in the middle of an episode with you guys, and all of a sudden, like, you're tapping me on the shoulder saying, "That's Sue's. That's Sue's pie." And I'm like, "What? I was just about to heat this up." And I felt bad having to put it back because I wanted it for myself. Anyway, yes, they're
you
always
did
welcome.
You didn't eat it and you didn't touch it.
Those two are always welcome.
There you go.
Yeah, that's fine. But I don't necessarily have the patience. I've done it. And people know this already. It's just too much for me. I don't want to get in the way of other people's. I don't want to get in the way of your activity. So if you want to do it, go all in.
You're never in the way. And that last question. If I were to get a commission done of a character, who should I get?
The last time you asked me this, I said get one of Rocket, and you did. Mm-hmm. This time, yeah, get Black Panther.
That's what I've already requested for.
No way!
Yes, I did.
I know your mind.
Fist pump.
Just like that. Really? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do it.
I've already requested that.
Yeah, or a Miles Morales.
Oh, look at you. Who's what?
Yeah, you didn't know I knew that.
I did not know you knew that.
Yeah, do it.
Okay. All right, you ready for some random thoughts with Daft J? We're 40 minutes in. We like to talk. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Hear the music playing?
No. I never hear the music playing.
Okay. So, if you were offered $35,000 U.S.,
what is that Canadian?
Like, let's say $45,000. Okay. If you were offered $50,000 Canadian, okay, would you go 3 months without washing, brushing your teeth, or using deodorant? And assume you could not explain your reasons to anyone until after the 3 months is up.
No.
You wouldn't do it for 50 grand?
No. That, it's not 50 grand, by the way. It's $44,845.50. To live like a swine?
No. It didn't say you live like a swine. It's brushing your teeth.
I can't brush my teeth?
No. Pick one of those things.
Okay, repeat the question because I wasn't paying attention.
For $44,845.50 Canadian. Would you go 3 months without washing, brushing your teeth, or using deodorant? Which one would you not do?
Oh.
I already know the answer to this because sometimes I think you do it.
I would have put on deodorant. With that, that's not a problem. That's okay.
I I've actually seen you either be disappointed in your scent at the end of the day, or extremely proud at how vulgar you smell.
Cause can I say something? I'm not hyping myself up. I'm just gonna talk truth here. I've been fortunate enough to not have that be an issue.
B.O.
Yes.
It's true. You rarely ever smell.
And when I feel like I, you know, have accidentally forgotten to put deodorant, sometimes it's fine. Like, I'm fine. And sometimes it really isn't. And then I surprise myself as to how unbelievably disgusting one can... like, when you can't stand yourself, like, it's something to behold, really.
When you can't stand your own scent.
You know what's actually happened, and you can witness this.
I've witnessed this.
Sometimes one armpit smells perfectly fine. The other one that's done the exact same thing as the one that doesn't smell is pretty hefty.
I shouldn't have asked this question.
And I try to understand, how does that happen? But it happens.
Which is usually the side that smells more than the other?
I think the right, because I'm a righty, so I do more
with
the
right side. There you go. That explains it. You've solved the unsolvable mystery. That's so unbelievable.
Dork. Has that ever happened to you?
I never stink. I'm not like you. You swine. So for $45,000,
I'd give up deodorant. Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see what else. I asked you the one about a turtle. That was a good one. How many times do you use a disposable razor?
Is it disposable? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every razor is disposable. Dork.
Until you throw it out.
All right, I gotta get away from these questions like this.
It's true though. I never. If it keeps going, then what?
Okay.
I'm just answering honestly.
Would you rather be bald or have a huge mullet for the rest of your life?
Mullet. I have a dent in my head. I don't know where it came from. No, I do. I have this huge dent. And I don't like people touching my hair, but when this kind of conversation comes up where people are like, you know, could you ever go bald? I can't. I would not be able to pull it off. There's I wouldn't have be able. I wouldn't fly.
That's Kobe in the back giving us her opinion of Daphne's the right arm that needs deodorant and the dent in the back of her head. Daph, is everything okay?
Yep.
All right, everything's in order.
Just neighborhood watch. Neighborhood taking care of business.
Okay. Okay. That's going to be too difficult of a question. How about this one? If you had to wear a mask for the rest of your life, which one would you pick?
The Batman mask that's up on my mantle over there.
You've got two of them.
Yeah. The one that I wore to the movies.
You'd be good with that for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Okay. Just because it's Batman and it's proper.
Yeah, and I could still eat.
Wouldn't go with a Lucha Libre mask like a wrestler?
Nah.
No Nacho Libre?
No.
All right. That was easy.
It's a common sense question. I mean, answer. There's nothing to think about.
That's true. I guess you're right. All right. If someone offered to tell you accurately exactly where you'd be in 20 years, but you'd be powerless to change what they tell you, would you want to hear it?
No.
How come?
Well, if I can't do anything about it, what do I want to know? Let me just be surprised and see how I deal with it then.
Would you at least the comfort of knowing that, oh, I'm going to be here in 20 years, there's at least a little bit of peace that you have going into it, like this is where I know I'm going to be? Or would you rather be surprised?
I'd rather just live life as is and see how things go. See how things unravel.
Okay. Interesting, right? We never kind of think of those things.
To me, that's a little bit more of a peace of mind, even though you don't know. Then, I mean, what's that expression? Ignorance is bliss?
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
I think I'm yeah.
I thought I used to want to know things. Sometimes I'm just like, you know what? I was happier before. So that weight wasn't on me. It wasn't added prior to this. So not to say that I'd want to live stupid for the rest of my life.
No.
But sometimes just let it, you know what? Things happen in the natural course. I think I can let it, yeah.
Got you. I respect that. I think I agree with you as well. Okay. If a person with multiple personalities threatens to kill him or herself, is it considered a hostage situation? move on?
Yes, please.
Okay. If you... All right, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be insensitive to anybody with multiple personalities. I just wanted to throw a little bit of dark humor in there. I think it worked. All right. If you had $1 million to spend, but were going to die in 7 days, what would you do with your money?
$1 million in a week?
Yeah. How would you spend it?
I'd ride a camel.
Okay.
I'm dying to go to Egypt. Like, to see pyramids and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd love to go to Kenya.
Okay, so you do an African tour in 7 days.
For 100%. It would be like an animal excursion.
Oh, it's okay.
Like, I would swim with dolphins. I would, like, hug giraffes around the neck. Kind of thing.
Where else would you hug them?
There's so many fascinating things out there, but because I don't have access to that kind of money, I've never thought about.
That's the thing, right? And you got 7 days.
Wow. It would definitely be like an all animal. Oh, and then you know what? I'd probably leave a portion to kill shelters.
To rescue the animals.
To rescue animals that can't be adopted.
So you'd leave nothing for me. All to the beasts of burden and domesticated animals. You're sweet. You're so sweet.
I would I would want to do that. What I would want to still continue contributing and helping even beyond my death.
That's sweet. I'm sure the animals and the animal lovers around the world appreciate those sentiments as I sit and starve in my loneliness.
I'm just playing. You collect the life insurance. Take it
easy. Okay. If you could have free, unlimited service for 5 years from an extremely good cook, chauffeur, or masseuse, which would you choose?
Cook.
How come?
A girl's gotta eat.
And you'd be okay to clean those dishes?
Yeah.
So what if you came home, you cooked your own food every day? Because sometimes you're gonna go eat out, right? Or is it no point because you come home?
No, there's no point. If I have a master chef in my house cooking delicious, gourmet, healthy dinners, what business do I have to go outside? I have insurance. I can get a massage anytime. What was the other one? What was the other one? There was three alternatives.
A chauffeur.
And I, TTC's pure ass, but.
Your face of how many ways you wanted to say ass.
But you know what? Ever since Pioneer Village opened up, it's made the commute a little smoother, so I'll take it. Yeah.
All right, you're good with your Presto pass.
I'm good.
Okay. I don't know. I'm debating between that masseuse and the food, but yeah, probably food. Who are we kidding? Yeah. All right. I saw a good one here. If you had a sock stuffed in your mouth, do you think you could get it out without using your hands or feet?
Should I try right now?
Yeah. Can we do it? You want my sock?
No! I want a clean sock that came out of the law. I'll be right back.
Def J.
You know what? That's a great question. Because every time we watch movies where there's like a hostage situation or the good guy has like a sock stuffed in his mouth, it's not even typed to like tied in there. It's like, just spit it out.
Can I stuff the sock in your mouth?
No.
That's the only fair way to do it.
But I want to know, like, why don't they just spit it out? Is it just for comedic reasons for the viewer to be like, just spit it out? Or is it just not possible?
Go get a sock. Daff J right now is going to try this on the show. And I can't lie, this is probably the best moment in Cave of Solitude podcast history. Stay tuned. She's coming. I don't know where she's finding this sock, if she's going to Walmart to buy it. Oh, she's got it.
This is a question, though.
Okay.
Because my socks are smaller than yours.
You're going to get a real sock, a man sock.
A man sock.
Can I do the stuffing?
A fruit of the loom sock?
A fruit of the loom.
What if I can't breathe? You got to take it out quick.
Fine.
Okay, hold on a sec, because I feel a sneeze coming on.
And Colby, of course, is here seeing socks. That's her favorite thing to steal from us. She's like, they don't even know I'm stealing that sock when they're done with it. Are you? No one is getting hurt. This is all consensual. She wanted to see for herself. Correct?
Can I blow my nose? Because now I'm afraid I won't be able to breathe. No! I just feel like I'm not going to breathe. Take the mic away.
Okay.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm in the clear.
All right. You're in the clear.
It's not going to fit in my mouth.
It'll fit. Oh, you can't use your hands. There's a sock in Daph's mouth muffling her.
It's so simple. I just did it. No problem. If you think about it, the tongue is a muscle. It's very possible to just... That was easy. That was a cinch. Yeah. I could put two socks in there. No problem.
Can we do two?
No.
I've always wondered why it's always been difficult for people that are muffled when their hands are tied that they can't get the... Maybe there's something we're missing. Maybe we didn't do it.
No,
right.
I think now for sure it's for comedic purposes to just be like, why can't you just spit it out? And they don't. They just. It's anyway. Next question. We did the experiment. It's a fable.
It's a fable. Oh, that's funny. That was. It's a cinch. Okay. Would you rather would you rather forget who you were or who everyone else was?
See, this is the thing. If I forget who I am, I'd rather know who I am, but then if I forget everybody else...
It's kind of a silly question, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you know who you are, wouldn't that, in essence, make you remember who everyone else was? Mm-hmm. Because I think a lot of the things that we know about ourselves have to do with the people who've shaped us, no?
No.
No?
No. Yes.
Which one? I'm not trying to persuade you. I'm asking.
Yeah.
But then if you know everybody else, how could you not know yourself?
That's right.
I don't know. That's kind of a silly one. Maybe we should go with, we should try another one. If you could change your sex for a week, would you do it? And do you think it's easier to be a male or female?
I think it's easier to be a male.
Why?
Well, when you think about road trips, it's much easier for you guys to take a pee break in the middle of...
I knew you were going to say that.
It's much easier for a male, so yeah.
So simply for peeing on road trips, you'll change... That's the reason.
And I think men, climax a lot
easier than...
It's a known fact that for men, you guys, there's always a guarantee, right? But for women, it's not as easy. There's a little bit more work that has to be done.
I have to edit this out.
Why?
Because.
Why? I'm not talking about personal experience. I'm just saying on the front of like a sexual whatever... the man is always good. It's not as easy for the woman. Therefore, it being more difficult sometimes for a man to pleasure a woman. But for a guy, it's always going to be aces.
Aces.
Right? I'm trying to answer your question honestly. That's what I think.
So if you were the opposite sex for a month, how would you...
Also, too, when a guy and a girl have sex...
Oh, gosh.
It's always more painful for the girl first times around. Guy, no matter what, it's always going to be a good time. It's always been easier for guys. Right?
I've never been a woman to compare. But it's not bad being a man.
And it's not like you have to push a bowling ball out of there. Right? There's so many benefits to being a man when it comes to that region. And I think I'd give it a shot. Right?
I don't know what to say. I should have known that could have happened when I asked that question.
Well, you didn't like my basic, you can just step out of a vehicle and pee in a bottle kind of thing. So I had to go in hard. Pun intended.
We're gonna put a pin in it here. That's a good place to end the show. This is a comic book and pop culture podcast, but we're taking it to a whole other direction, which I think is we're gonna have to change the Cave of Solitude. The opening. This is just the Cave of Solitude with Daft J. You don't know what could happen. Uh-huh. That's what we're gonna do from now on.
I like that question. I think it was a real question, and I don't. No, I don't see why people should be ashamed of saying some real answers.
If we live in a country of free speech, why do we get phone bills?
Oh, you're trying to make it funny. That was adorable.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that real laughter or were you just laughing?
It took me a minute to get there.
All right, a couple last random questions because we know that you've got an absolute love of this subject. Daft J?
Yes.
What is 5 times 11?
Oh, no, 55. Please don't.
What is 5 times 9?
Oh, my God, Eric! 25, stop, enough, no more, we're done. Good night, everybody, have a good day. Numbers is hard and real and they never have feelings, but you push too hard, even numbers got limits. Why did one straw break the camel's back? Here's the secret, the million other straws underneath it, it's all mathematics. Mighty most definitely. It's simple mathematics. Check it out. I'll revolve around science. What are we talking about here? Mighty most definitely. It's simple mathematics. Check it out. I'll revolve around science. What are we talking about here? Mathematics.